Coverage like this was only possible with the advent of the portable recorder. It was this kind of reporting that brought back the experience of the protesters to homes across the country. And it was a marked departure from the traditional, static, distant reporting. It was to forever change the profession of being a journalist and change the experience of receiving the news. The 1960s were coming to a close. Nixon is in the White House. The violence which took place in Chicago that summer of 1968 would forever change conventions. The media coverage of the Democratic National Convention that summer, of the chaos both inside and out, would do great damage to the Democratic Party's image. The party leaders decided a new, less controversial method of choosing nominees was necessary, and a commission headed by George McGovern settled on the primary election. Since then, both parties rely on the system, and by the time each party convenes, there's no longer any mystery or suspense or any chance of controversy. A new age of conventions was to dawn in 1972 in Miami. Both the Republicans and Democrats will meet in that city, and there will be almost no excitement left inside the convention walls. Outside, on the streets of Miami, that is where the action will be. You're listening to A Passel of Pomp and a Circus of Circumstance, historic convention coverage from the Pacifica Radio Archives. This program was executive produced by the Pacifica Radio Archives and Brian DeShazer, produced and edited by Christopher Sprinkle, written by Christopher Sprinkle and Mike Hodell, technical direction by Mark Torres. Pacifica producers who throughout the years produced the audio used in this documentary include Mike Hodell, Elsa Knight Thompson, Bill Watson, Gavin Duffy, Mad Dog Lubowski, Charles Bell, Jim Berlin, Kevin Stern, Amy Goodman, Jeremy Scahill, Larry Bensky, Samori Marksman, Tom Porter, Wendell Harper, and numerous other anonymous producers from Pacifica stations KPFA Berkeley, KPFK Los Angeles, WBAI New York, WPFW Washington, D.C., and KPFT Houston. The music heard throughout this documentary was performed by Long Wave, the Nortec Collective, Sigur Rós, Lisa Gerard and Peter Bork, Faithless, Low, Bernard Herrmann, In Excess, 3 Mile Pilot, The Karminsky Experience, Kruder and Dorfmeister, The Postal Service, Tosca, Pinback, Jan Tiersen, and 07. To hear more of the programs in which the clips of this documentary came, or to purchase this program, go to the Pacifica Radio Archives website at www.pacificaradioarchives.org or call 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. This program is dedicated to the late KPFK producer Mike Hodell. This has been a production of the Pacifica Radio Archives. I'm Amy Goodman.